This week on Out of Chicago, we're talking photography education with Nick Sennett. Welcome to the Out of Chicago podcast. I'm Chris Smith, and this is the show where we talk about everything Chicago photography. We'll be talking to some of the photographers that we're bringing your way and talk about some of the events we've got coming up in the coming year. We got a lot of them. So today we're talking with my friend Nick Sennett. He is a photographer and he's a partner down at the Richard Stromberg Chicago Photography Classes in Ravenswood. It's at Irving Park in Ravenswood, right on Ravenswood, and they run a phenomenal school down there where they do everything from photo 1, 2, 3, all the way up to advanced classes, and they bring in other photographers to teach great things. We're going to talk all about it today, and I encourage you to go check out their site at chicagophotoclasses.com, and you'll get to know Nick a little bit through this, and you'll get to hear why we think that this type of education, a hands-on, in-person approach, is really important. And we don't think that there's anything wrong with learning online, videos, online courses. We think all that's great, but there's something to be said for a community and to get to know people, to work with other people, and to just really have that sense of community that's so much more than just learning these things on your own, kind of in a vacuum. So I encourage you to listen to this with Nick and give it some thought about going to take some classes. And he's also going to be teaching at our winter conference. That's February 20th in Grays Lake, Illinois. So I hope you'll join us for that. You can say, hey, Nick, you were amazing on the podcast. Great job. And so I hope you go do that. I hope if you're not signed up for the conference, I hope you go sign up and do that. There are still spots left. It's in less than a month, February 20th. So I hope we see you there. So let's get into our podcast, our interview with Nick Sennett, and I'll see you at the end. All right, Nick Sennett, welcome to the Out of Chicago podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, this is awesome to have someone like you on with us. You helped me a couple of years ago with our very first Out of Chicago conference, and you were like running like crazy helping everyone. You're kind of like one of those guys that's just like, get things done, and I love that. You weren't able to help last year, but I hope you can help us more in the future. But we have you on here today because we're going to be talking about photography education. We're going to be really talking about digging in. You know, everyone knows how to Google something online and learn a tip or two, but you are one of the partners. You and Rick Katz are partners at the Richard Stromberg School. Give me the full name of the school.
Yeah, it's Richard Stromberg Chicago Photography Classes.
And you guys have been running that for a couple of years almost now, right?
Just over a year now since, unfortunately, Richard passed away in 2014.
Right. So give us a little bit of history of the school, because it's been there quite a while. Tell us.
So way back when Richard started teaching over 40 years ago. He had 40 years of teaching photography. He was a photojournalist and did a lot of work with the Chicago Reporter. But he began teaching photography at the Jane Addams Whole House.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he really inspired a lot of people and inspired a lot of people to use photography to find out more about themselves and find out more about their neighbors and get involved in the community and be a part of the community through photography. So he kind of continued that on through 40 years at various places and finally developing a center, a class that is centered on taking somebody who's never picked up a DSLR or mirrorless camera or back then an SLR and working them all the way through classes and teaching them not only on the we'll get into it, not only on the technical aspects of photography, but also the ethical aspects of photography, and taking them all the way into show material, photojournalistic material, and developing a community in itself.
Yeah, I mean, I love that. And that's what we're all about in out of Chicago here. We're about the community, learn something about yourself, give yourself a creative outlet, all those things. But what's so interesting is how differently you guys and we go about it, where we're trying to set up, you know, a huge event or a couple of huge events and bring people in for one day or for one weekend. And you guys have an ongoing continual community and learning environment. So we're going to get more into that later in a couple of minutes. But I want people to know kind of that background of where you come from and that you are a photography teacher and that you're running the whole school and you've been doing this for, you know, that you were at the school and running it and helping do all these things for quite a while. So I just want to talk here about, I'm going to say this part, I guess, that when you're first learning photography, like I said, it's easy to go online and to Google something. Hey, I want to get a tip or two. And you can get that. And then you can move on and you can, you know, grab some books. You can, there's tons of places online where you can see all sorts of videos. But no matter how many hours you put into those things, you're never going to get the same experience that you'll have by actually interacting with other photographers and sitting down and actually getting feedback. A lot of those things that we talked about, you don't get any feedback. It's just that. So I want to talk today also about and you've written this whole thing up kind of, this was eye-opening for me. I'm all over the place here, but it was eye-opening for me when I came down to your school and you showed me all the different things that you teach your students in terms of, well, give us a few things. I mean, we talked about it, but give us a few, what are the main things that you guys hit at the school?
Sure. So I completely agree with what you were saying, Chris, about, everybody can jump online and learn. It's wading through all the stuff and through all the misinformation that's a problem. But where we come in handy and where your conferences come in handy is you learn from each other. And we start off at, we offer every Sunday, we offer a free class to the general public. Just a free 90-minute introductory class about photography. And it's very well received. From there, we do offer 7-week classes. And all of our classes are broken out to about 7 weeks, from introductory photography being photo one, and working up to photo two and photo three, and then into show classes. But so what we, why we encourage people to take classes and to go to events like Out of Chicago's events is the community and learning from one another. So photo one, for example, everybody shoots, when they come into photo one, guaranteed everyone shoots in auto. Their cameras are all in auto. Every time they halfway depress the shutter button, their flash pops up.
You get, I know that one, yep.
Yeah, you get the horrible flat pictures. So we open them up to aperture priority, teaching them about the exposure triangle, teaching them in aperture priority and how to open up the strengths of their cameras. And you'll obviously get a lot of people that have difficulty, technical difficulties. And I guarantee with our class sizes range from about 10 to 20 people at most, that if one person is having a problem, another person is having that exact same problem.
Right. Hey, I know that. I'm a high school teacher. I know it. Yep. For sure. Yep.
And so you get to interact that that way. And you get to answer questions live. The other big thing that we teach starting in photo one is Lightroom. And starting them off in the right direction, organizing themselves in the right direction is key. Key to finding your photos years later. And I always tell my students that, you know, we are in a digital dark age. It's unfortunate that everybody takes their family photos on iPhones and everything like that. Nothing against it, but we're always going to miss out on, our children are going to miss out on being able to thumb through prints and experiencing our childhood as, you know, Chris, you and I do, as we can thumb through those 3.5 by 5 prints or the 4 by 6 prints.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we're also big advocates of printing and teaching students how to correctly print, how to correctly, if they want to hang their photos, how to correctly mat, how to correctly frame, meaning on the right paper, what are the differences of paper, differencing of matting, glass, all that kind of aspects.
Yeah, I mean, I've been through all this, and every photographer that has done this has been through it. And if you've done it like I have in the last, you know, 5-6 years, and it's like, all right, I got to frame this thing. Okay, I got to, you know, let me Google that. Okay, let me try this. All right, I will search for that. And it's like, you said there's a lot of misinformation. I don't think it's always misinformation, but sometimes it just like totally leads you down the wrong path. And they're like, you know, everything I just read in that article, forget it. I'm finding a different one. Okay, let me try that one. And it can get really, really frustrating, whereas you guys have it all right there. And not only are you teaching it, but they're doing it. You guys have the printers. You guys have the cutters. You have the things to cut mats. You've got, it's all happening right there at the school. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. You're right.
yeah.
And you've seen it. And what's key is, I got to say, the volunteers at the place. We are a community. And the number of volunteers that help students out is unreal. And it even shocks me to this day. We have volunteers that come in there on a daily basis and help students. Never ask for anything, just because they love being in that environment, in that community.
Right. And what I was going to say earlier, when you said, you know, you have 15 students in a class, and there's no doubt this happens in my physics classes, you get a group of students learning, and you said one kid asks a question, and there's other kids that have the question. Well, even better than that, if someone has a question, there's 14 other people there that can help them with that question. It doesn't always have to come from the instructor. And if you're online doing that, it's not happening. You're just reading and hoping that it's going to work out. So just a totally different experience.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So what I love, because when we visited the school, Melinda and I came and visited the school, and you're like, well, here's how we're going to cut mats, we're going to teach you how to do that. And I'm thinking, man, I have no idea how to do that. And you're showing us, you know, how to, all the things that you do in your classes as far as like calibrating and all those things that, you know, people are like, I kind of get it and I kind of don't. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, a lot of these, I feel like I've got some missing gaps in my understanding. And I'm like, okay, I can do great and I can post it up on Flickr and Facebook and people love it. But as far as actually getting it to a print and doing it the right way, I've got lots of gaps. So that gave me the idea. I wanted you to put together, because at the same time, there's people out there listening going, oh, geez, I got to take photo 101 if I go there and I have to shoot on auto. Well, it goes in photo 101 from that to a lot more advanced stuff. But there was someone at your school asking you, should I go into photo one, should I go into photo one or should I go into straight to two?
Correct.
And you had all these great questions for her. And she's like, oh, well, okay, yeah, I can do that. No, I've never done that before. So you've put together an awesome guide for us. You put together a PDF that people are going to be able to download, and it's simply got questions, and you can go in there. And if you get to the end of it and you're like, check, I got it. You could be like, I don't need this. I'm good. I can go right to photo two. I can go right to whatever. Or you can say, you know, I've got this. I've been, even though I learned online and it took me a long time, I got this. Or you make it to the end and be like, all right, I'm actually missing a couple of things here. That's interesting. So that's how I felt. That was my question. So thank you very much for putting the thing together. Give us an idea or two of some of the other things that maybe people miss when they're online.
Let's see, other thing that people miss online is, other than the community, the printing and the, everybody posts on Flickr, everybody posts on 500px, whatever phone, whatever photo sharing site you have, whether it's Facebook. But the big thing that we encourage and teach is printing, and how much just by printing your images, your photography can improve. So take, for instance, an example. Photo one, we start on printing only black and white. So we teach individuals correct tones and how to correctly print black and white prints on matte paper. Then in photo two, we talk about color and using luster and glossy prints and the difference between papers. Photo three, we begin printing large, 13 by 19, 24 by 36. And it's amazing when students get to photo three, they're like, yeah, my images have been really good in photo two. But wait, when you blow up that little 8 by 10 image to a 24 by 36 image, wow, the focus goes, you see all of the imperfections, and it makes them a better photographer to get those tack sharp images, to be able to print that size. And photo three is, those are our advanced students. They're getting ready for a show, and photo three is based on a project. So each student has to basically think about where and what they're going to shoot for 7 weeks solid. And they're going to print every week at least three different images on 13 by 19 or 24 by 36.
All right. So Nick, you're talking this third class, everyone takes on a project, but actually when you were in the school, what was your project? And that leads us to the next thing. Tell us all about it.
Yeah. When I took photo three, it was the dead of winter and I had a newborn at home. So going out and going outdoors and doing some landscape photography wasn't in the cards.
Right.
So I had to come up with a different idea. One day I just came around with, all right, I'll do some liquid. And I was thinking back then I'll do outside, I'll do the beach or something like that. But forced indoors, I ended up finding out I could do liquid photography indoors using flash and finding products around the house and creating some pretty outstanding images and fun images by just shooting products within the house, such as using milk, creating these nice splashes with milk, creating, dropping things into milk, throwing milk at things, creating with fruit, dropping them into tanks and creating some images with that, freezing everything, and tricks with glass. We're going to talk about during the winter conference, this strip drops. So all through the project in 7 weeks, I had to do these. And then all of a sudden, everyone was really interested. So I created this whole class on and this workshop on looking at drips, drops, and what we call illusions on everyday household items that you can use and everyone has around their house. And you can use these skills with just a simple flash and a kit lens to create some pretty fun images. So that's what I'm going to give some tricks at the winter conference and touch on these.
Yeah, I mean, this really drives home how both a conference like Out of Chicago or the Winter Conference or your thing, your classes, how they're both important yet totally different, because people are going to come to the Winter Conference. They're going to see what you're doing. And they're going to say, that is awesome. I love that. I want to do that. It's all about inspiration, learning a quick new technique. But your school and your classes, they're about really getting down to the nitty-gritty and exactly how to do it. And so I think that people are going to get, something from both of them.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think our conference speaks about an hour and a half. Total for the workshop that we put on for the drips drops is about almost two full days.
Right. Like a whole workshop. Exactly. Yep. So yeah. And it's the workshop there. I imagine they're actually doing some shooting too, right?
All about shooting, all about actually doing it in our classroom. We basically put up Visqueen over the whole thing. So it is throwing liquid all around. Everyone's shooting, flashes are going off. Everyone's having a good time.
That's awesome. It's all about having fun with photography, and that's what you guys have going on over there. I love it. So, all right, I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you a question here, and I want to see if you can guess it right. Why is it that when I'm home and I've got images, I do not want to just sit here and try printing and then, trying something new, maybe try something different and see if that prints up? What's the number one reason I hate doing that? On the spot.
Yeah, you're putting on
me and on your spot. School has a solution to this, and it would make me feel so much better about it.
The printing? The professional printers.
I actually have a decent printer, okay. But that means that what else about it is so expensive?
The ink.
It's the ink.
Yes.
And so tell us about what you do at your school.
So we provide...
This is amazing, by the way.
We have a total of, I'm trying to think out loud, and we have 12 printers, ranging from Epson 4900s to all the way up to the 7890s. So if you're a student, and as your student, the only thing that you need to purchase for yourself is whatever media you're going to be printing on. We provide the printers, we provide the ink, and we provide you the source. Whenever anyone's in photo 2, they get a key to our facility, and they can come and print, and it's all, again, it goes back to what Out of Chicago is doing, and what we're doing is community. Everybody joining in the same area, printing, and it's a fun place. And yes, we do push printing, and we love seeing students print.
So as long as I am a student there and enrolled in a class currently, I'm allowed to attend? I know what the right answer is to this. Go ahead.
Yeah. As long as you are a student and in a printing class, yeah, you have a designated lab time. We also rent the studios out to even our alum. If you've been a student, you still have our key. You can come back anytime you want and print at our studio for a fee.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying, is that these people are coming back, and you've given them a key, and they keep it, and it's just crazy. I love it. It's like, it sounds like something that would have happened back in the 50s and 60s, and you guys are making it happen right now, you know, nowadays here in Chicago, and I just love that part of it. Go ahead.
It's a treat. It really shocks me every day how fun it is.
Right. Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, maybe not for everybody. And I talk to people and they say, you know, photography is an art and you have to hurt for your art or something like that. And for me, that's not how I feel. I love photography. It brings joy to my life. And to be involved in something like that where you know you're going back again on a regular basis, it's I think I'm going to join, so I can't wait. It just sounds like so much fun, and I think that there are those things that I'm kind of missing in my education, and people out there right now are going, yeah, there's a lot of things, Chris. That's all right, whatever, I don't care. You can say that. but you've put together this kind of questionnaire here, and it talks about all things from Lightroom and anything else that you should know to kind of get going in the first place in that Photo 1 class. So we're going to have this available on Out of Chicago. You can go to the episode show notes. It'd be at outofchicago.com/episode25. We've even set it up so you can do this from your cell phone. Some people did that last week, and it actually eventually worked. It's crazy. And all you would have to do, we've set this up, Nick, so that they just need to text the word Senate. So this is Nick's last name. Maybe we should change it. What should we do? Should we do... We'll do Senate, but now everyone will learn how to spell his name. It's Sinnott. Did I say that right?
That is correct.
Two N's, two T's. Sinnott, and you text that word to 44222, and we're gonna send you this question. You know, the questionnaire thing. It's kind of like a checklist. You know, by the time you get to the end of it, you're like, "Yep, I got this." Or whether I go learn it here or somewhere else, I got a couple things, kind of little gaps in my photography education. So, kind of a fun thing. He spent a ton of time putting this together, and it's got a lot of questions here that you're really going to, I don't know. It was, I asked him, would he do it? Because it's what I was wondering. Like, if I were to be asking, would I be going into photo two? Would I be going into photo three? Or, am I missing out on some of those beginning things? So, yeah, you can go to the episode show notes or text his name to 44222, SINNOTT, and you'll get it. It's going to be great. So we're going to see Nick at the Winter Conference. That's February 20th. It's in Grays Lake, Illinois. You know, some people love going down into Chicago, but other people, up in the suburbs, they don't want to drive all the way down there. So we're trying to offer a little bit for everybody. So up in Grays Lake, you can go for the February conference. He's going to be doing his drips drops. Tell us what you got coming up at the school now. You got another session coming up starting when would be the next one?
Next session starts February 21st, is the next 7-week session.
Did you plan that to be the day after the winter conference?
Hey, convenient now, isn't it?
Perfect. So, okay.
Yeah, it starts February 21st, and we've got some new classes starting. We've got brand new to our whole catalog of classes is Photoshop classes. So we've got Photoshop beginner and Photoshop advanced classes. We're even starting a kids photography program now.
Really?
Yep.
That's great. Kids like 7 years old or kids like 17, 18?
Everywhere from 6 to 12.
Wow. Oh, no, that's perfect.
They're going to learn the basics of DSLRs and even get them into the lab and printing and showing them how taking their images from capture to print.
That's great. What ages did you say again?
6 to 12.
All right. My daughter's 7. All right. Does that start February 21st?
We actually have, the first class starts today, and we also have another workshop on the 13th of February.
All right.
It's on our website.
I'm going to look into that. What is your website?
Website is www.chicagophotoclasses.com.
ChicagoPhotoClasses.com. We'll definitely have that in the show notes. Any other things you want to share with us before we end this?
No, I mean, just a quick shout out to all the instructors and all the volunteers of the place. It's we could not, and Richard couldn't, and we couldn't do without all of them. They've been a wonderful, wonderful addition, and they're the ones that make up the school.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just talking with you, I can see all the similarities between what you've got going on and what we've got going on. We couldn't do it without all the people helping us. We're here because we love photography. We're here to learn, and we're here as a community. And really, it's like we're kind of the same thing. We're just offering a whole lot in a really short amount of time, and you guys are going deep and drilling down on actually learning the techniques and that. So excited. I hope that more people that follow, listen to our Out of Chicago show will sign up at the Richard Stromberg photography classes. And I don't know. It's going to be great. I'm thinking I should too, and I should bring my daughter, and I love it. And if you guys can't figure it out from this podcast, Nick is like... What's that?
No, she... Have a blast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And if you guys can't figure it out from the podcast, Nick is a super nice guy. And I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Sign up. It's going to be great. We'll see you at the winter conference. Then we'll see you the next day signing up for the next session of classes. So, all right. Nick, thank you so much for coming on here. Thank you so much for helping everyone become a better photographer. I just really appreciate having you on the show.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Yep. Thank you, Nick. All right. Get back to work. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I hope that you see where we're coming from here. We're saying that we want you to get the most out of photography for yourself. And to do that, there's more than just online learning. So jump in, sign up for a class, ChicagoPhotographyClasses.com, and you'll get you'll head over to the Richard Stromberg School. And honestly, I think it's one of the best things you can do for yourself, whether you are a beginner or you are advanced. And I'm thinking about it myself. I think it's going to be great. You just got to get yourself there. And I don't know, maybe it's a little late, but maybe a great New Year's resolution for you. So All right. Well, we are wrapping up another episode of the podcast, and I hope that you are coming to the winter conference. Don't forget, we also have a portrait-only conference coming up in April. That one will be downtown Chicago. That'll be at our typical place, the University Center at State and Congress, where we've done all of our things. We've got Lindsay Adler, Jen Rosenbaum, Tom Rouse. We've got amazing photographers that will be there. We've got Nick Page and like 18 people total. So it's going to be great if you like photographing people. The Portrait Conference is going to be where it's at. And we do have a few spots left. We are almost sold out for the summer conference. It's our third year doing it. So I hope you can join us for that. We got all our big names coming down there, and it's going to be lots of fun. So we will see you at one of these, I hope. And if I haven't met you yet, I hope to meet you there. And we will see you then.